This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Join us here on the radio waves. You can bring up anything you want to discuss with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian
and Mark.
And on the way here tonight, the Satanic Temple is back at it now with a new proposal, this time to put their Baphomet statue, which they actually did finally make, cost quite a bit of money apparently. It's a very fancy statue. They're going to be putting that, if they pull this off, at the state of Arkansas, where apparently the Arkansas state is planning a Ten Commandments monument for the Capitol grounds in Little Rock. Well, now the Satanic Temple wants their equal time. They want the ability to put their Baphomet statue in the same place. So we can talk about that. Of course, you can also bring up anything that you want. Also, what I learned from teaching English in North Korea. We'll jump into that here in a moment, and still to come tonight, what happens when one city actually deregulates Uber and the taxi cabs? We'll find that out here as well. If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Here's a story from TED.com, which I actually didn't know they actually had text stories at TED.com. I'm so used to seeing the TED videos, you know, the person speaking to an audience or whatever. In this case, it's Suki Kim from South Korea, writing at TED.com. Born and raised in Seoul, Suki Kim posed as an English teacher at an all-male university in Pyongyang, run by evangelical Christians. She spent 6 months teaching the 19-year-old sons of North Korea's ruling class.
I'm confused by what I'm hearing here. They're Christians in North Korea?
Yeah, interesting, huh?
My understanding that, they're communists, and therefore they wouldn't be that excited about religion. If they were, Christianity would seem like the last one.
Very strange, isn't it?
Yes. Let's go on.
And all the more so that this is an elite school here that she's teaching in. Here's an excerpt from her investigative memoir. She describes the experience. Essay was a much dreaded word among my students. It was the fall of 2011, and I was teaching English, Pyongyang University of Science and Technology in North Korea. 270 young men and about 30 teachers, all Christian evangelicals besides me, were isolated together in a guarded compound where our classes and movements were watched around the clock. Each lesson had to be approved by a group of North Korean staff known to us as the counterparts. Hoping to slip in information about the outside world, which we were not allowed to discuss, I had devised a lesson on essay writing, and it had been approved. I told my students that this essay would be as important as the final exam in calculating their grade for the semester, and they were very stressed. They were supposed to come up with their own topic and hand in a thesis and an outline. When I asked them how it was going, they would sigh and say, "Disaster!" I emphasized the importance of essays since, as scientists, they would one day have to write papers to prove their theories, but in reality, nothing was ever proven in their world, since everything was at the whim of the great leader. Their writing skills were as stunted as their research skills. Writing inevitably consisted of an endless repetition of his achievements, meaning the great leader, none of which was ever verified, since they lacked the concept of backing up a claim with evidence.
That's going to make them very bad scientists.
Exactly, which is why when you see documentaries from North Korea, by the way, Rich Paul joining us here on the third microphone, filling in for an absent Taryn. I hope he's all right.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him yet tonight. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, Ian?
We're talking about North Korea, and it's a lady and her experience as a teacher at an elite university there. So that's where we're picking up. Anyway, when you're in North Korea, or at least according to these documentaries that I've seen, there was one part, and I think it was the PBS one, one of the more recent PBS documentaries, where they go into what is supposed to be a computer lab, and there are supposed to be people in this computer lab doing computer kinds of things, you know, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
Things that you would do in a computer lab. And the video footage is so ridiculous and hilarious and sad all at once, because there's only one person in the class who appears to have any idea how to actually use the computer that they are sitting in front of. And this is the person that was chosen to be the interviewee. So you've got a whole room full of people sitting in front of terminals that appear to be on, and, you know, there's something on the screen. But there's only one person in there who has a purpose with which they are moving their mouse. The others are just basically moving their mouse around in a circle, or, you know,
doing something on the computer, like
doing nothing.
It looks for all the world like they went and got some poor farmers to sit in, you know, dressed them up in clothes, and they look like computer people, and sat them in a room with computers.
Right.
And
you're not allowed to talk to them.
Yeah,
you can't talk to them. You can only talk to this one person here who is actually able to click on the, you know, the things that they're supposed to click on the screen. Now, what their level of...
Now, why in the world they wouldn't just come up with a room full of people that can use a computer is beyond me, because certainly some of them must be able to do that, right? I mean, we're not talking about a nation of people who can't use a computer.
Well, there are people
who... They get
who...
the internet there.
No, they do not.
They have some level of internet there.
Not the average person.
Yeah,
no,
the government
no,
has
the
internet there.
Yeah.
Government agents have the internet there.
These are government agents.
Now, this
right?
was a purported class, some sort of computer class or something like that.
Okay, well, it must have been the first day.
Yeah, I don't know. It was, anyways, really weird to watch that happen. It's just kind of this is one of the myriad of surreal things that you will see if you just watch these documentaries. Obviously, you can't go and visit North Korea in any simple manner, so the documentaries are the best way to kind of get a window into that world. And it's a window that only really scratches the surface, I suspect. You know, there are a lot of there's a lot of fakery going on in North Korea that is designed to present a certain picture to the people who come there and, you know, the people that come there to experience North Korea, to learn about it. And it's just, there's just so much that's fake. So anyway, even these scientists, you know, they can't even write, so let alone know how to research something. I mean, they're not doing any real science in North Korea. Mm-hmm. So what does it even mean to be a scientist in North Korea? It's just bizarre. It's such a bizarre world, which is why I'm fascinated with it. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. So again, they lack the concept in this class of backing up a claim with evidence. Remember, these are 19-year-old males. They don't even understand that idea, because everything is handed down from the dear leader. A quick look at the articles in the daily paper revealed the exact same tone from start to finish, with neither progression nor pacing. There was no beginning and no end. So the basic 3 or 5 paragraph essay with a thesis, an introduction, a body paragraph with supporting details, and a conclusion was entirely foreign to them. The idea that they had the most difficulty comprehending was the introduction. I would tell them that it was like waving hello. How do you say hello in an interesting way so that the reader is hooked? I offered many different examples, but still they would show up during office hours, shaking their heads and asking, "So this hook, what is it?" Instead of a lesson on sources, which was not possible there, I asked them, you can't research anything. There's no internet. I asked that they read a simple essay from 1997 that quoted President Bill Clinton on how important it was to make all schools wired. The counterparts had approved it. The counterparts is the panel of North Korean elites that is approving her curriculum, because it related to our current textbook theme of college education. I hoped they would grasp the significance of the internet and how behind they were. I also gave them 4 recent articles from the Princeton Review, New York Times, Financial Times, and Harvard Magazine that mentioned Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, and Twitter. None of the pieces evoked a response. Not even the sentence about Zuckerberg earning $100 billion from something he dreamed up in his college dorm seemed to interest them. It was possible they viewed the reading as lies, or perhaps the capitalist angle repelled them. The next day, several students stopped by during office hours. They all wanted to change their essay topics. Curiously, the new topics they proposed all had to do with the ills of American society. One said he wanted to write about corporal punishment in American and Japanese middle schools. Another handed me a revised thesis, quote,
"Are you telling me this place that is full of prison camps and these re-education camps doesn't do corporal punishment in middle school?"
I could not tell you. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. You are welcome to share your observations on North Korea. Odds are good you haven't spent any time there. But if you have an opinion, you're welcome to share it. Our toll-free number again is 855-453. We'll share more of this lady's experience. She's got a little bit to go. 855-453. And you can also join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-9859. The revolutionary O2Pure design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. you join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. More craziness from North Korea still to come here tonight. And what happens when one city actually deregulates Uber and the taxi cab companies? It's a shocker to me which city this was. And we'll get into that here in a little bit. You can also join us online. Don't forget to go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Now, we have our Bitcoin page on freetalklive.com. You go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That'll allow you to throw something in the Free Talk Live Bitcoin tip jar. And we sure do appreciate it when you do that. Thank you very much. But if you don't yet have any Bitcoin, then go to expresscoin.com for Bitcoin, Litecoin, and even Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they are a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can probably help you at expresscoin.com. That again, expresscoin.com. And use coupon code FTL when you're there, and you get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. So go to expresscoin.com and use coupon code FTL to get your first or your seventh or however many Bitcoins you have. It's a great way to do it. Expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL. We'll get back into North Korea here in moments. First, Ron is in Richmond, Virginia, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Ron.
Hey there. First, I wanted to say thank you for me on the purse. I just got my first shipment I ordered. I didn't
excellent
because I did the get it right away option. I just was testing it out. But now that I have, I'm going to kind of see how much I can save.
So you're using saveatpurse.com to save, the average is 20%. But like you said, you tried the purse instant, which gets you, I think, 5% off. But you don't have to wait for somebody to place the order.
Correct. And I kind of needed what I wanted right away. I didn't want to have to wait for it. So, but I am going to
perfect
put stuff on my wish list on to maybe a 30%. And thank you.
Yeah, man. I just got something on my wish list at 40% off through saveatpurse.com.
So I was, the reason I called was I was reading Mary J. Rohrer's book, Short Answers to Tough Questions.
That's a good one.
And yeah, and I was, I noticed she may have mentioned to the International Society of Individual Liberties, ISIL.
Yep.
And it just kind of stuck out in my head because that is the acronym that the administration chooses to use for ISIS. Or what ISIS prefers to call themselves, the Arabic for the state.
I saw the same article and had the same thought.
Right, exactly. So to me, it almost stuck out like they're trying to make a underhanded connotation, or maybe even how progressives like to take language and kind of twist it over time. It seems like that maybe it's almost semi-intentional where they're trying to associate libertarianism with terrorism on an international level down the road. I don't know.
I don't know who they are.
Conspiratorial.
Well, I don't know who they are, but I would say that there are certainly some writers, and some of those writers sort of progressive liberal type writers. And I'd say you can go so far as to say a majority of ones that sort of take a position are doing just that. That's what I think.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, but what he's saying, maybe I misunderstood. Ron, what you're saying is that you think there's some sort of government plan to call the ISIS people ISIL so as to confuse people about the International Society for Individual Liberty?
Well, I wouldn't say it's
I don't think
overt.
So.
I wouldn't say it's that overt. You know Bernard Shaw, right, I'm sure?
I do not.
And, okay, Bernard Shaw was a philosopher in England who basically, he was for eugenics and all kinds of nasty stuff. And he was he was progressive, basically. The progressives really looked up to him. And then you got people like Bernays, who was the guy who basically invented modern propaganda and commercialism in America. And even the Germans copied off a lot of his techniques in World War II. So these people basically were both progressives, and both of them basically were very big on using language to manipulate thoughts, just like in 1984, that same concept is provided, where if you remove certain types of language, people won't have the ability to have free thoughts.
Sure, like, and then there's doublespeak and all that. I mean, there's no doubt that the people in positions of power have an interest in manipulating language to better control people.
I think using ISIL would probably be a pretty poor way of influencing people subconsciously about libertarianism, because as a longtime libertarian, I barely know who they are.
Exactly.
They don't exist in the public imagination.
Yeah, I've heard of them. I know they exist. I know they've made some brochures or something like that, but as far as libertarian organizations go, they are not on the front lines of anything. So I think that you're going a little too far into conspiracy land with this one.
Okay. Well, it stuck out my head, so I wanted to call it.
All right. There you go, Ron. Anything else you want to share?
No, I enjoy your show every night, but, I think North Korea is worse than anything we can possibly imagine or that we hear in this news story. So.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Thank you, Ron, for your call. What he's referring to is a story from TED.com. The article written by Suki Kim, she's telling her story. This is actually an excerpt from her investigative memoir where she describes the experience of teaching English at a Pyongyang University of Science and Technology, where she says that these 19-year-old male students that she had did not even understand the idea of being able to support a statement with evidence. They did not.
These are scientists, science students.
Yeah, exactly. They did not understand these basic concepts of how to actually do science. And again, she's teaching an English class, so she had them pick topics. She gave them four articles from the New York Times, Financial Times, and a couple other places. And she was surprised when this news from there did not even evoke a response. The next day, several students stopped by her office during office hours, and they all wanted to change their essay topics. Curiously, the new topics had to do with the ills of American society. One of them's revised thesis said this: despite the harmful effects of nuclear weapons, some countries, such as the United States, keep developing nuclear weapons, unquote. A third student wanted to write about the evils of allowing people to own guns so freely in America. A fourth student asked me which country produced the most computer hackers. He had been taught that it was America. A fifth wanted to change his topic to divorce. There was no divorce in the DPRK, but in America, the rate was more than 50%. So, and divorce led to crime and mental illness, according to him. I asked, so what happens when people are unhappy here after being married for a while? The student looked at me blankly. Still, another student wanted to write about how McDonald's was horrible. The same student then asked me, so what kind of food does McDonald's make?
Sounds like a leftist.
Sounds like somebody living in North Korea where they have no idea what is going on in the outside world. I mean, this is like The Truman Show. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie with Jim Carrey in it. Where
oh, yeah. It has been a great movie. There's definitely some corollaries.
Or like Pleasantville, where, you know, the world doesn't exist outside. Well, in this world, the North Korean world, there is a world outside. There, people know that. And they're taught a lot about the United States as this evil devil, which, of course, in a lot of cases is true, because they are imperialist, the U.S. government. But they're also telling lots of lies as well. So we'll tell you more about this lady's experience teaching English in North Korea. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join in here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. More from Bizarro Land, a.k.a. North Korea, where everything is just not what it seems. It's a very strange place. Our toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. So don't forget to go to freetalklive.com, where you can actually create the content right there on the front page of the website. Other listeners like you have submitted news stories, YouTube videos, fun stuff, whatever link you want to, you can submit through our Reddit-based system, and then other listeners can vote whether they like or dislike. So go there and get interactive. It's all free at freetalklive.com. More with North Korea coming up here in a moment. First, Glenn is in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Mark.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Glenn.
About the term ISIL. When Islamic State started out, they started out as the Islamic State in Iraq. Okay, then they expanded and then became Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Well, they probably just didn't want to continue tacking letters on, so they themselves just shortened it to Islamic State, presumably with the right to expand infinitely to create caliphate. But mm-hmm. The term ISIL is clearly it's an academic, that includes the word Levant, okay?
Islamic
State in Iraq and Levant. Now, that is an academic term, okay? That's a Western egg-headed intellectual academic who obviously chose that. The term Levant is inclusive. It refers to the Middle East as inclusive of the state of Israel. So it's my conjecture that whoever pretentiously fabricated the acronym ISIL wanted the word Levant in there, so in there to, you know, so as to conjure the fear of Islamic State as a threat to Israel, because it's in the Levant after all, you know. Okay. So, and it's not a huge conspiracy, but it's an academic manipulation.
I don't know why you would, well, I don't know why we are, you decided that it was academic necessarily. I mean, I don't
it
know
is.
Whether.
Find the word, is. Okay. Find the word, okay, find the word Levant used in anything other than, you know, something written by someone with like a master's thesis or a PhD or addressing, you know, someone highly schooled geopolitician or, you know, sociologist or something like that. You don't find the word Levant kicked around, you know, every day in the newspaper.
Well, it's certainly not in the newspaper, but nobody, no newspaper reader in the United States named ISIL. I mean, I don't know whether
no.
people who are speaking Arabic in the Middle East may very well refer to that
they
area
never,
as...
Okay, they never refer to themselves as having anything to do with the Levant, okay? The word Levant...
I'll take Glenn's word for it.
How do we know? How many languages do you speak,
well,
Glenn?
Well, okay, how many times have you tripped across the word Levant in your perusals of Time magazine?
I've never heard it until recently.
The first time I recall hearing it is when it was used in the word ISIL.
Right, and me too.
Bingo, because it's used by academics who are talking about geopolitics.
How do we jump from one to the other? I mean, there are lots of words I haven't heard used before. That doesn't mean that they were coming up.
It seems to me a reasonable hypothesis.
It's a hypothesis.
If you haven't seen it, heard it before.
I'm hypothesizing because I'm familiar with the use of the word Levant, okay? I have enough educational background that I know when the word Levant is used. Okay.
Yeah, so what you're saying is this was chosen by a news editor somewhere as a way to refer to this group. That IS did not necessarily, the Islamic State did not select that for themselves.
No, and not a news, no, it's probably more like a geopolitical spin doctor word weasel. Okay, it was wedged in there awkwardly and deliberately so as to conjure the image of a possibility of a threat to Israel because the Levant includes Israel. None of the other, you know, acronyms, you know, used for them do any such thing.
Glenn, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I think it certainly makes sense to just call them the Islamic State, but ISIS seems to stick more, I think, with people. At least that's the one I've heard the most referenced by people is ISIS.
But the government uses ISIL. Obama says ISIL.
Well, maybe that's what he's suggesting there is that...
It's
a
suggestion. I mean, I just don't have anything upon which he says he's...
Well, until it's proven otherwise, I'm taking Glenn's word for it. Our toll-free number tonight, because why not?
That's the way science works.
This isn't a science show. It's an entertainment show. 855-453.
I'm not entertained by
some other different story. If there's a difference story, then you need to find the evidence to counter his claims.
No, I don't. That's like saying I have to prove the existence of God. I do not.
Well, he gave his proof. He gave his hypothesis, and if you disagree with it, then you should provide a counter one.
I don't think I have to.
Well, then let's accept it as
I shan't.
As acceptable. Moving on here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So back to North Korea, where a lady taught about 270 young men in their late teens. These are people that are at a science university in North Korea.
A Christian science university.
Christian evangelicals, actually, were the other teachers in the building. She was the only one who was not a Christian evangelical.
I don't understand this building. So she's from North Korea or not from
South Korea?
She's from South Korea. She's been brought over to teach at an evangelical Christian school.
For the Sons of the Elite.
Where...
It's bizarre.
It's bizarre.
There's nothing that makes sense about, very, very little that makes sense about North Korea. So they wanted to switch their essay topic. She's teaching English. They wanted to switch their essay topics to condemn America. And she says it seemed to be compelled by the articles about Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook. What I had intended as inspirational, they must have viewed as boasting and felt slighted. The nationalism that had been instilled in them for so many generations had produced a citizenry whose ego was so fragile that they refused to acknowledge the rest of the world. My efforts to expand their awareness kept backfiring.
Well, I've watched some documentaries, and one thing that they seem to say over and over again is that they are, in North Korea, fiercely nationalistic. And the way and one of the ways that you create nationalism, among others, but one of the ways that you do it is essentially pointing out at all the enemies. Now, the United States, oftentimes you'll find the most fiercely nationalistic people here to also be constantly looking outward at the enemy.
Right.
You know, they've
same
got
tactic works here.
They've got enemy. I don't know if it's being done by the government or who it's, or just sort of societal or whatever.
Well, it's definitely a deliberate tactic of the government to create evils around the world for them to battle and keep you safe from. I mean, that's absolutely a deliberate choice on their part. That's no accident.
Well, you gotta have a boogeyman. Results are similar.
You gotta have a boogeyman, whether it's the war on terror, the war on drugs, or whoever the boogeyman is of the moment, Boko Haram.
The war is the health of the state, as
Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, a small gang of boogeymen usually. They, you know, different things keep different people scared.
Right, the more the merrier, of course. Then, you know, the government can keep people in fear, and therefore they will feel like they need the government. So her efforts to expand their awareness kept backfiring. When I had them write a paragraph about Kimjang, the annual kimchi-making tradition, I was handed a pile of preachy, self-righteous tirades. Almost half the students claimed that kimchi was the most famous food in the world, and that all other nations were envious of it.
That foul swill? Rotted cabbage?
They're in deep kimchi now.
One student wrote that the American government had named it the official food of the 1996 Atlanta Olympics.
It might have been.
When I questioned him, he said everyone knew this fact, and that he could even prove it, since his Korean textbook said so. A quick internet search revealed that a Japanese manufacturer had claimed that kimchi was a Japanese dish and proposed it as an official Olympic food, but it had been denied. Somehow this news item had been relayed to them in twisted form and was now treated as general knowledge. To correct my statements on each bit of misinformation was taxing and sometimes meant straying into dangerous territory. Another teacher said, "No way. Don't touch that. If their book said it was true, you can't tell them it was a lie." Sometimes they would ask why I never ate much white rice. They piled their trays with huge heaps of it at every meal, whereas I always put just a little on my tray. I explained that I like white rice, but did not care for it all the time. They asked what kinds of food I ate other than rice and naengmyeon, their national dish. I couldn't exactly go on about fresh fruit, smoothies, and eggs benedict, so I named two Western dishes that I knew they'd heard of, spaghetti and hot dogs. And we will tell you more of this story. Where does it go from here?
Sounds like a horror.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What was it like to teach English in North Korea? We'll continue the story, and you can share your thoughts as well. This is Free Talk Live.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dinovite, he would go back to his hair loss.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dinovite.
When I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no.
I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dinovite.com.
Each and every day she is getting a Dinovite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dinovite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
More from the strange world of North Korea. What was it like to teach English there at a school for the elite? For science and technology, they're supposedly turning out scientists, but these students who are now, you know, they're 19 years old, they don't even understand the basics of science, like how to back up a claim with evidence. And she's teaching English, so we'll get to more of her experience. It's from TED.com, by the way. This is from Suki Kim. And we'll continue with that. You can also join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Your comments on North Korea or whatever happens to be on your mind. Coming up, the Satanists are back at it. The Satanic Temple looking to put their statue of Baphomet in Arkansas this time. We'll tell you what's going on with that. Back to the story here from TED.com. I want to invite you also to freetalklive.com. Check out all the cool features there. They are totally free. So she's having a conversation about rice and other foods with the students. They were asking her why she doesn't eat as much rice as they do. And she explains that she likes other food besides rice. And she mentions naengmyeon, their national dish. But she realized she could not go on
about... I bet it doesn't have any meat in it.
She realized she could not go on about fresh fruit smoothies and eggs benedict. So she named two Western dishes that she knew they'd heard of, spaghetti and hot dogs. She says, I knew that North Koreans enjoyed their own version of sausage because I'd seen them lining up for it at the International Trade Fair. One of the students who wrote in his Kim Jong homework, quote, those Koreans who prefer hot dogs and spaghetti over kimchi bring shame on their motherland by forgetting the superiority of kimchi. Nothing, it seemed, could break through their belligerent isolation. Moreover, this attitude...
They might as well be belligerent because they're never going to get to leave the country, right? They might as well be fiercely nationalistic. It's a survival tactic. Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, it works. They might as well be happy with what they have because they're never going to get more.
Well, of course, if they became unhappy with what they have, I mean, dictators are all subject to hanging. They all die if you hang them by the neck until dead, and then they don't bother you anymore.
But we can look at human history, and it's rare that a dictator is taken out by anybody but another dictator.
Well, remember, there's something going on at the side in the regular world of North Korea at the same time as this is happening in the school of the elite. Okay, so there's sort of at least two faces to North Korea, right? There's the front-facing version of what you have to be like in order to not get thrown into a prison camp. So you have to be fiercely nationalistic. You have to be heard saying singing the praises of the dear leader, or else you're going to get in trouble. Mm. And if you get in trouble, then they might also put your family members in jeopardy as well. This is a common punishment tactic in North Korea, is if Rich Paul does something wrong, then they'll go after his parents, and they'll punish them as well. So that's a way they keep people in line. So the front-facing persona is one thing. But then there's the black market reality of North Korea, and that's where you can get the laptops with the American films. Remember, we talked earlier this week about there are people who are sentenced to a prison camp because they were watching an American movie. And that's because they get those movies from flash drives that are smuggled into the country. So they literally have people from South Korea and China smuggling in products that are very illegal in North Korea, but also hugely popular. The folks from the Liberty in North Korea, which is a great activist group that is helping to free people and, you know, give people a way, sort of like a path to leave North Korea. They had a series of talks that were being given last year on the Jangmadang, as I believe how it is called there, which is the black market. That's the North Korean word for essentially an underground marketplace. And it was an interesting presentation because this is a very, very popular thing there. And to some extent, it's tolerated by the government because the black market has been what has been responsible for basically feeding people in North Korea over the last decade.
Right. If you were to get rid of this very popular thing, then that would make them even more unpopular.
So, but my point is, the experience of these boys in this class and the way they have to behave there may be different from the way they would behave if they were on the streets and, you know, in the black market actually experiencing other foods. So it's hard to know what reality is. Or maybe they're so privileged that they're actually not able to get to the black market. I don't know what that's like for them. But I don't know if this is who they really are.
See, the thing I have to wonder about those who came in and wanted to change the topic of their essays to something criticizing America is, were they afraid that what they had read was a trap?
Yeah, well, they might be afraid that the administrators, or there was another word for them, the people who are overseeing the class.
The counterparts.
Thank you. Yeah, the counterparts. Maybe they're afraid that they'll get in trouble if they don't write something bad about America.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, going on here, nothing, it seemed, could break through their belligerent isolation. Moreover, this attitude left no room for any argument, since all roads led to just one conclusion. I returned the paper to him with a comment. Why is it not possible to like both spaghetti and kimchi? After several lessons on the essay, a student said to me at dinner, quote, a strange thing happened during our social science class this afternoon, unquote. They never volunteered information about their juice class, so I listened intently. The student continued, we had to write an essay. He explained that they normally wrote short compositions in Korean and that he had never thought of them as essays before, but now he did, and it made him feel strange. What was so strange? I asked. He said, I don't know, pausing thoughtfully. I looked at it as an essay, and I realized that it was different now. Writing in English and writing in Korean are so different, but then it is also the same. And I kept thinking of the essay structure as I was writing it, and it made me feel strange, unquote. I didn't question him further, but I thought I understood. It must have been deeply confusing to approach his writing on Juche like an essay. In his country, there was no proof, no checks and balances, unless, of course, they wanted to prove that the great leader had single-handedly written hundreds of operas and thousands of books and saved the nation and done a miraculous number of things. Their entire system was designed not to be questioned and to quash critical thinking. So the form of an essay in which a thesis had to be proven was antithetical to their entire system. The writer of an essay acknowledges the arguments opposing his thesis and refutes them. Here, opposition was not an option. I stared across at him and felt a familiar sick feeling. Perhaps this was only the beginning. The questions they would have, the questions they should be asking, the questions they would realize that they had not been asking because they didn't imagine they could, or because asking meant that they could no longer exist in their system. And maybe that was the weirdness that the guy was feeling, like having independent thought, being able to connect the idea that language is just you know, a different way of communicating the same ideas from one person to another. I mean, making these kind of connections that we all take for granted here for him was like a weird tingling sensation, right? Like,
I'm surprised they let anyone teach English there to the elite or whatever. But I suppose they have to have that to some extent just to be able to create their propaganda, right?
It's fascinating stuff. It's an excerpt, by the way, from a book called Without You, There Is No Us, Suki Kim's investigative memoir of teaching English in North Korea during the last 6 months of Kim Jong-il's reign. I got to say, I'm fascinated by this stuff. Reading and watching things about North Korea, it's just such a bizarre place that is essentially a prison nation. I mean, they really do take the whole prison nation idea to the maximum level. I mean, that you could make the argument that every nation is essentially a prison or kind of like a plantation might be a better word for it in certain cases, where they're farming human beings as cattle, sort of tax cattle that they can use to extract our wealth and extract, you know, not just our wealth but also our time. And put that to the use of the ruling class. That's true everywhere. But North Korea, they literally are a prison because you can't leave. I mean, there's barbed wire on the beach.
Some people will say the United States has more people in prison than any other country in the world. I would put up North Korea against them simply because...
You can't get stats.
You can't leave.
Okay, I'll give you that. But as far as their actual prisons within the country, you can't get any data from them. So
I know. What I'm saying is that if you took a prisoner in the United States and put him over in North Korea for a year and then asked him, hey, where would you like to stay for the rest of your life? Prison or North Korea? I'd be interested.
That would be interesting.
I would be interested in knowing what the answer would be. I suspect, as I understand it, there are a few sort of white guys over in North Korea. There's a defector who I saw a film on at one point from the Korean War, so he's a rather old guy. But they have particular bars for non-North Korean nationals.
Bars?
Places for them to go hang out. I don't know what he did for a living. I couldn't figure that out from the movie. Maybe I just forgot it. But he may just be their pet white guy, from what I can tell. I don't know. He'd gone through several wives there, and which I guess, I don't know. Divorce not heard of? Got me.
Book sounds fascinating. That's Suki Kim. Book is Without You, There Is No Us. That was an excerpt from it, her memoirs. I will put the link to this TED Talk over on our Facebook and Twitter. Coming up, the Satanists, the Satanic Temple, they're back at it, and they are looking to put Baphomet, their big statue, in Arkansas at the state capitol. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.